The following show is provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name, your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening. And as always, we've got a wonderful show for you tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or you can give us a call at the office, at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Siri Burnson, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. Our next webinar is coming up on Wednesday, September 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this one is called Merchants of Light, the Consciousness that is Changing the World. This webinar will be presented by Betty Kovacs, PhD. And this sounds so interesting. Have you ever wondered why so many ancient texts and manuscripts and sacred places have been destroyed over the centuries and what knowledge has been withheld from us? This webinar sounds really fascinating, so we hope that you'll join us. And our holiday raffle is just 3 months away. This will be coming up on December 23rd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you have 5 chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. Now, the mediums participating in this raffle will be Janet Nahavik, Joanne Gerber, Angelina Diana, Dustin Livers, and Bobby Allison. So be sure to get your raffle tickets. And finally, our winter grief retreat is scheduled now for the weekend of January 10th through the 12th, and this will be in beautiful Fort Myers, Florida. So if you were not able to attend the summer grief retreat in Chester, Connecticut, you can head on down to Florida this January, and I'll be one of the facilitators there, along with my colleagues, certified mediums Renata Santarelli and Angelina Diana, and of course our featured facilitator, Dr. Piero Calvi Parisetti. So be sure to get your registration in now, because these events do tend to fill up rather quickly. For more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. All righty, so let me introduce our guest tonight. Our guest medium is Siri Burnson. And in addition to being a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, Siri is a grief recovery specialist. She's also a Reiki master. She has a master's degree in visual art. She has traveled all over the world, and she speaks several different languages. And she uses her gift to heal and to comfort those who have lost loved ones through the power of mediumship. And we're so glad that she's back with us tonight. Hi, Siri. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Doreen, and hello, everyone.
Ah, it's so nice to have you back. We had you on the show last year, but I'm glad you're back with us tonight. And I know that you've been doing a lot of volunteering this year, and that you have you have another afterlife discussion group coming up on September 29th, right?
Yes, I do, and I'm realizing that I'm spending more time volunteering than I'm spending on my own work. You know.
Where is this one going to be? Just so our listeners know.
Yeah, so this is my second afterlife discussion group, and the first one was really well attended, considering it was the first one. This one is in Brookline, Mass. It's at my office. Yes, it's at my office. There's plenty of parking, and I will not be doing any messages because I'm only the facilitator, and we are going to be discussing signs, and then whatever comes with the discussion, we'll just roll with it. But signs was the theme.
That's so awesome. And that's a big topic, I have to tell you, because everybody talks about that. So you'll be talking about signs. So for all of our listeners, if you guys are in the Massachusetts area, if you're near Brookline, you might want to check this out on Siri's website, and just kind of check out this event, because these events are always fun. They're always interesting. I always find people ask great questions, you know. And it's very rewarding whenever we can, you know, just help people to realize that they can actually learn to connect with their own loved ones in spirit, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. And I also think that when we share our stories, other people that begin to sort of open their eyes and they'll begin to open the heart for the signs. When they hear other people,
they begin to recognize things when other people are talking about them.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's really fascinating. And by the way, you're still teaching about mediumship, yes?
Yeah. So I did an extensive program, became a master teacher, so I'm teaching. But, you know, again, like, I've been spending so much time volunteering, I haven't been able to get my, you know, I'm honest.
Yeah.
You know, like this
yeah.
summer I volunteered at the grief retreat. I flew from Iceland all the way to Connecticut, and I volunteered there, and then I went back to Iceland. And then I've been volunteering for the Icelandic Psychical Research Society, and that has taken, and I just got elected onto the board, and I'm the vice president.
That sounds fascinating. Tell our listeners a little bit about what they do. What is the Icelandic Psychical Research Society? What do they do there?
So it is the oldest, psychical research society in Iceland. And, it goes back 100 years, and this year is 101 years old. And so I started working for them probably about 3 years ago. So I started doing events and seminars. And Dr. Adelander Haraldsson, who's also one of the volunteers for the Forever Family Foundation, he has also attended events there. So it's a small society, but we all know one another there. So it's kind of interesting. And I think also there's a lot of people, anywhere you're close to the water, there's a lot of people that are super sensitive to messages from spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I've heard that. I've heard that from a lot of people. And they find themselves drawn to water also.
Yep.
There must be something about the flow of that energy, that kind of energy, that really helps people to feel that connection or do some work on their own, whether it's psychic work or mediumship. Now, they also do mediumship there, or is this all psychic work? Okay.
So what I am doing, I'm building up a whole educational program. It's been in a little bit of a lull, and I'm building it all up, and I'm looking for the mediums and the teachers, and it's going to be education involved in this also. And I'm actually going to ask Dr. Allen, I'm going to ask him to come and speak at some point. So what is interesting is that I get to choose quite a bit what goes on.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's fun.
I know. So I get to influence it. And I said to a friend of mine the other day, I want the Icelandic Psychical Society to become the best in the country. And I want to offer only the best mediums and only the best, you know, I want to offer the best of everything that we could offer over there. And then I am also going to start testing the mediums over there. And I think a lot of it comes from the Forever Family Foundation. I was tested.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I'm not going to do as vigorously as I do over here because there's just not enough people over there. But I'm gonna start testing mediums. I want to work there.
Yeah, you know, that's a great idea, too, because there really aren't very many venues for people to get tested, you know. So if any of our listeners out there, if you thought that perhaps you have some mediumistic ability or, you know, you've been psychic for a long time and maybe you're seeing a shift in that, it is kind of hard to find testing that's credible. Not very many people do it. So that's wonderful that you're doing that over there. That's really great. You're opening up some new possibilities in a different country. That's awesome. Awesome.
I know. Yeah. Inspired by the Private Family Foundation. Absolutely.
Yeah. All righty. So we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we'll speak more with Siri Burnson, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So if you have a question or if you'd like to receive a connection with Spirit, give us a call here at the show. I'll say the number just one more time because our lines are already lit up. So you can reach us at 1-888-627-6008. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The Camlack Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the Camlack Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlack.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a Windbridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95.
Love knows no death.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Siri Burnson. Now, we're going to go to our callers and take some live calls. Now, before we get to our first caller, though, I just want to mention we're going to try to get to as many people as we can. Our phone lines do tend to light up pretty quickly. And if we take your call on the air, we definitely need to hear your voice. That's how we make a connection with spirit. So you ready to go, Siri?
I am ready.
Okay, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Jill calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Jill?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Welcome to the show. Did you have a question for us, or would you like a mini reading?
Well, thank you, Siri and Doreen, for taking my call. And yes, I would like a mini reading if I could.
Okay.
I have
you over to Siri.
Wonderful.
Okay.
So, Jill, my feeling is that there's a lady that is wanted to come in and around you. I know that she's in the family. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like there's two women. And I have to go on mom's side. Now, would it be correct that your mom has passed away?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to say it this way. Do you understand that mom's mom that has passed away that was a huge influence in your life when you were younger?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I know that, like, the lady that is coming through, my feeling is that she's wanting to come through all us if she took care of you when you were younger. And I also have to say that the way she's coming to me is that when she passes away, I feel like she was really healthy towards all the way till the end of her life. But then I also do get a sense that I'm in my I'm in advanced age, if I can say that, whether I'm in my 70s, close to my 80s. That's the feeling that I'm getting with her. And I feel almost as if I slip away fairly quickly. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not sure if this is a brain aneurysm or a stroke, but my feeling is that she's tapping on my head and she makes me feel as though I slip away fairly quickly. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, wonderful. Because my feeling, and I need to ask myself this, she comes through with an energy of mom. I know that you said yourself that your mom is still living, but would it make sense to you that for about 2 years, maybe longer when you were younger, that you may have like lived with her or lived next door to her or spent a tremendous amount of time with her?
I live next door to my grandmother, yes.
Okay, wonderful. Because I see, I'm going to tell you exactly what she showed me. She showed me hop and skip away. I'm sort of jumping over the fence or jumping over to the house. It just feels to me a hop and skip away. And the other thing also, when you were younger, did you have a tendency to either hand feed the squirrels or hand feed the skunks or hand feed the wild animals in the backyard?
I don't recall that.
Okay, I'm going to then elaborate a little bit further. Would it be correct that you're here, that your grandma and you, your families, that you had, that you lived in an area where you had yards behind the houses?
Yes.
Okay. And in the backyard, would it also be correct that within the family, there's someone that either loved pets, collected pets, or there would be a pet cemetery behind the house?
Yes, there was a pet cemetery behind the house. Yes.
Good. Okay. And my feeling also is she's coming across to me as this, just sort of the message here is this, that she's showing me that you're very, very sensitive. I'm not sure if you collect crystals or if you have been recently to like a psychic fair where they were doing like healing or meditation or crystal healing or something. Do you understand this?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Do you know any people that in your life are currently working either as Reiki people, they do healing on other people, they do, do you know like when you go to a church and you have the community that does the meetings afterwards or they do these healing events or something? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I know what you're trying to say, yes.
Okay. But you're not understanding it.
I just don't connect it.
Okay, that's okay. I'm gonna elaborate a little bit further. In your family, with your grandma, do you understand her either going to a church or going to a community where there were people that would sing together or join together in what I would perceive to be some sort of a service to spirit?
Well, I know my mother used to sing in the service.
Okay, good. Then I'm going to say another thing here also. In terms of your mom, do you know if your mom is also herself? No, here's the deal. I'm not going to be diagnosing at all, but do you understand that your mom is beginning to slow down or her legs or her hips are having a little bit of a mobility issue?
I know my mom is in kidney failure.
Okay. I'm going to tell you exactly what your grandmother shows me. She shows me your mom. And she shows me your mom as if she's walking behind a walker and having a hard time with her feet or getting around. I'm going to tell you this also. When people go into kidney failure, sometimes it can also affect their feet. I know this because it happened to my mom. But she just shows me sort of the slowing down, getting around. So I just need to sort of put it out there, just be aware of it, like slowing down with the walking, because he shows me shuffling your mom. Your grandmother shows me your mom shuffling her feet. And then I need to just sort of say to her that she is receiving tremendous amount of prayers from spirit. I feel like I need to sort of tell you that she's surrounded by angels. And there's also a man in the spirit world that is also wants to lay his hand on her knees or on her legs. And they're showing me that the healing is being sent to her.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes,
now,
it does.
Okay, good. Do you also spend quite a bit of time with your mom?
I'm quite a ways from her, so no, I don't spend a lot of time with her.
Okay, then I'm going to say this. Do you understand the female that goes to see your mom or gives you the updates on your mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, my sister.
And good. Okay, then the message is for your sister also. Now, my feeling is that, you know, like when the holidays come up, where there's going to be Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, just the holiday season when we get into the month of November, my feeling is that your grandmother is showing me the significance of visiting or seeing family or being with family around the holiday season. Because when we, even though we don't plan for things, sometimes it's really just wonderful to sit with people and to be present with one another, to connect on a deeper level and sharing memories and sharing conversations about, you know, how it was in the past and sort of really coming to a place of healing within the family. So I'm going to say it also this way. Would it also be correct that there's another sibling in your family?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
All right, we have about 30 seconds on this, Siri.
Okay. Just really quickly, my feeling is that your grandmother is wanting to send healing to also to the communication between the siblings in the family, because I feel like some of the siblings are not getting along very well, and they should try and stop saying, oh, he said, she said, and just find a way to get along.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay.
Yes,
so
it does.
So your grandma, she's sending tremendous amount of love to you. Tremendous amount of love.
Okay.
So thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Alrighty,
Siri.
Jill,
thank you
for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you. It did so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. We're going to go to our next caller. I believe we have Nora calling in from Canada. Are you with us, Nora?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Siri?
Oh, I would love to have a mini reading, please.
Okay.
How are you, Nora, today?
I'm not too bad, Siri. How are you?
Good. I'm good. You know, I got to tell you, I love Canadians. Don't know what it is. They're just always so polite, and keep this in mind. I'm in Massachusetts, so I'm right below Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, Canadians are always, and I guess maybe it's also when you live in a big city like Boston, there's a, you know, people in Bostonians have an attitude. So it's nice when I meet the Canadians. They're just nice people. Anyway, so going into the message for you, there's a man that is wanting to come through. And I'm going to tell you honestly, I feel like he might be slightly older than you. I also do get a sense that he may have passed very quickly, because there's a sense of a very quick passing. I also do know there's a medical issue that takes him away. And he's holding my heart or my chest. And it just feels to me that one day I'm here and then I'm just gasping for air. Do you understand that this is a family member of yours?
Did you say he was my age?
Okay. So here's the deal. I'm going to tell you honestly how he's coming across to me. Do you know how, like, some people, they look young for their age or they feel young for their age? So I'm being thrown off by either his personality, or I feel like he's young. Like, there's a sense of feeling. I don't feel like I'm in my 80s or 90s. So it feels to me that I may have been in my 60s when I passed away. There's a sense of youth to him. And then I also do get a sense that he's close to you in age.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure about that.
Okay. I'm gonna say it a little bit differently. Do you understand the name William in the spirit world?
An uncle.
Okay, good. Here's where I'm going with it. Now, is your dad also, is he also passed away, please?
Yes.
Okay. Would you understand that either your dad or William may have passed from a heart attack or a chest issue that took them away really quickly?
My father, yes.
Okay, good, because this is actually where I'm going with it. And would it be correct here that either your dad or your uncle loved fishing, or there was a huge lake close to where they lived, or do you know, like when you wake up in the morning and you hear the loons on the lake and you hear the woo, you know, that sound? Mm-hmm. Do you understand that connected to your dad or your uncle? Because I know that I feel like I need to just talk about both your uncle and your dad. Like the sense that I'm getting is like talking about both of them, because I also do get a sense that they did things. There's a similarity to them, or they did things together. The other thing also, I feel also, would it be correct that your dad may have been in the service at one point?
No, he wasn't.
Okay. I need to talk about either him or William, too. One of the two, because I have these two men and I'm trying to get them sort of separated. One of the two of them either, I need to stick to this one. I'm being shown a man in a uniform and a, either had to be in a police or in a service. There's a sense of wearing a uniform where I am servicing the people around me. There's a sense of having done my duty. And you're not understanding this at all, are you?
No, neither one, for neither.
Okay.
For neither my father nor my, and the uncle okay. would be on my mother's side.
That's okay. But, I mean, family, they tend to know one another. I mean, my mom and dad, they knew, you know, we all knew what the whole entire family. But do you understand either with your dad or your uncle that one of the two of them lived by a lake or cherishing moments at the lake?
My uncle.
Good, okay. And your uncle is passed too, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to this. I feel as though I had to acknowledge both men with you, because I feel like uncle is here, William, and then also your dad. And so the two of them, even though they're not blood related, they're still considered to be family to me. Now,
okay.
Is your mom still living, though, please?
No.
Okay. Was it your mom that you want to hear from then?
Well, actually, I always love to hear from my mom, but it was my brother.
Okay, it's your brother. Okay. I'm going to put it this way. Your dad is here and your uncle is here. Do you understand with one of the two men that I just mentioned, I'm going to just put it out there, I feel like I need to talk about either the bicycles or the cycles or the motorcycles or the fixing the engines or the two-wheelers. Do you understand why I'm being shown this?
No, not at all.
You're not understanding this. Okay. I'm going to ask you to open your mind. Go back in time, possibly 20, 30 years or so. And I need to talk about... do you know, like when we have a gas station that also has a garage next to it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm being shown. And then going from there, one of the two men that I have, I feel like would have smoked, and I feel like I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm not sure if these are like filterless cigarettes, but I feel like I'm smoking cigarettes. I feel like this is your dad. But I have to talk about the gas station with the mechanic, like with the auto shop next to it or the mechanic shop next to it. That would have been very, very close to where they lived. Do you understand this, please?
I understand the service station, but my father never smoked.
Okay. Do you understand the Uncle Bill smoked?
Yes.
Okay. I have the two of them, and I'm trying to emphasize this. I have the two of them, and I'm trying to separate them, but I feel like the two of them are wanting to sort of say hello. But you understood the service station?
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to say this one thing here. Did any of your relatives at one point or another either work at the service station or spend a lot of time down there?
Yes.
Good. Because my feeling is that...
About 30 seconds.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm going to apologize. I was not able to get your brother. It's just that I had the two men. I had William and I have your dad, the two of them. And your dad is the one that is actually truly stepping forward. So I'm going to also just emphasize this. When I bring through one or two spirits, the rest of them are also there. I feel like I need to sing the songs Autumn Leaves by Frank Sinatra. Whether the name Frank or Francis is important, I just don't know. But I feel like there's a message within this that is enjoying the season and really embracing the season and remembering to stay warm. Do you by any chance have a chimney in your house or a fireplace?
Yes.
Okay. He's reminding you to get it cleaned, to get it serviced, so that in the wintertime, okay, when you sit down and you sort of cuddle up, because I feel like also you spend a lot of time by yourself, so it's important that you sort of make it warm for yourself, like self-care, self-nurture, and all that. Make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Nora, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope that helped just a little bit.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, we have time for maybe one more call before we have to go to break again. I believe we have Patty on the line calling in from New York. Are you with us, Patty?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Like to have a mini reading?
No problem.
Yes, I would, please.
Okay, okay. Wonderful. So I'm gonna take a huge risk here. I'm gonna ask you to open your mind. I feel like there's a young man that is what has come through. You may have to become the message bearer for someone. I'm not quite sure yet. I feel like there's a young man that is what has come through. I also do get a sense that he would have passed from an impact or an accident because he's banging his head against the wall, basically indicating that he had some sort of an impact that caused injuries that also led to his passing. I also do get a sense that I'm in my early 20s or in my mid-20s. I feel like I'm young still with him. I also do feel like, do you understand who this is?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay, then I'm gonna fly right through this one then. Do you know also, do you understand him also having had affinity for flying, or if he loved aviation, or if he was one of these young people he wanted to see the world and travel and see, and just really curious? Do you understand this?
Not for flying, not really. I mean, he just loved life,
okay,
but not.
Okay, then I'm gonna put it in this way. In your family currently, do you understand people in your family that do a lot of travel or flying?
That are past.
No, that are in your life right now. I'll tell you, this is exactly what's going through mind. I feel like, okay, good, okay. Because this young man that is coming through, he's coming through with a very sort of straightforward message. He shows me that the adventure, the yearning, the love for flying or going to different places, and I feel like they do a lot of commuting. So the message is for the person who does a lot of this travel in their life. And I feel like I need to say to the person that love is always with them. And when they do go on these trips, because I find myself boarding a plane, I find myself sitting down, and I find myself also getting emotional about this, sort of always being on the go and not being able to be in one place for long, because I feel like these are 2 or 3 day trips. So could you please send a lot of love to this person, because I need to let them know that, do you know how like some people are nervous about travel, they get kind of anxious or nervous about flying or driving long distances?
Right.
Okay, I feel like I need to say, and this is a female that is in the, that is doing all this commuting, isn't it?
Well, The only person that I can think of with the travel is myself, to be honest.
Oh, yourself. There you go. And you're female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So I just need to let you know this. And would it make sense? That sometimes you get either stressed out or you get fatigued or you get it's not really nervous, but feeling a little bit of worn down fatigue nerves. I don't know how to explain it.
Not really. I enjoy flying.
Okay, I'm going to. But you do fly quite a bit, right?
When I can, yes.
Okay, I'm going to stick to what I just said. Do you ever go down south to Florida or to Mexico? Do you ever go down to that area?
Not recently, no.
Okay.
I have been there, but not recently.
Okay. Would it make sense that you may be going there at some point in the next 6 months or so?
No.
You say no. I'm going to stick to it. He shows me this, that as I fly with you and I go a little bit further south, whether it's Mexico, Florida, where if it's down to Georgia, I just don't know. But as I'm flying down south, I'm flying with you. But he's emphasizing the fact that I feel either, you may enjoy flying, but there's something about feeling, do you know like when you do things back to back? Because he's emphasizing the worn down fatigue, like back to back to back to back. And I feel like he's wanted to say to you that he goes with you whenever you go.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah. One thing, have you ever considered writing your memoirs, or did you write, or do you have a way of writing things that are quite funny? We have this intellectual wit.
Well, I've been told with my life that I should write a book at times.
Okay. Because all I know that his young mother is coming through, he sort of shows me, like, please write the book. Please write the book. Just put the words on paper, because also, do you know the magazine, The New Yorker?
Yes.
Okay. And you know how, like, some of the writers that write for that magazine, like, I've seen that John Updike writes for it. My feeling is that you have a wit about your, there's something about your sense of humor that is captivating, and he's reminding you to put the words on piece of, like, just put the words down on, begin the journey of writing, because there's something about the way you say things that people would love.
We have about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense, because do you remember the Monty Python?
Yes.
Okay.
It kind of makes sense.
Good, because he shows me Monty Python, and he shows me whenever I see that in my mind, it's like basically saying to you that that the humor is quite captivating.
Okay.
You know, so just know that he's coming through for you with such love, and he flies with you wherever
good.
You go. Okay, thank you so much.
Alrighty. Patty, thank you for calling into the show. I hope
this helps. Thank you. Yes,
You're very welcome. All righty, we're going to take a very quick break. In the meantime, you guys might want to check out Siri's website. You can find her at spiritoflight.com. And we'll get back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Our guest tonight is Siri Burnson. But before we get back to her and our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com. And instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website. And if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like L.L. Bean, Lord & Taylor, Petco, Vistaprint, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Alrighty, we're going to get back to our callers and to our guest tonight, Siri Burnson. And I believe we have Debbie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Siri?
Yes, I would love to have a mini reading with Siri.
Okay.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing all right.
Okay. So I'm going to start with this. There's a lady that is coming through, and how I experienced her is that I feel like she was medication. She had to take quite a bit of medication before her passing. I also do feel like she may have been on steroids because there's a sense of feeling very uncomfortable in my own skin. I also feel like either I'm a mom or grandma because I feel also that I'm not that old. Like I'm not that, I know that I'm family, and I also do, she just shows me sort of first of kin. So that would also tell me that, there's a sense of a mom's energy with this. Do you understand this, please?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And it would also make sense to hear that your mom may have needed oxygen before her passing because I find my lungs having a hard time breathing, and I can hear my own, sort of, you know, gasping for the air. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So your mom is coming through for you, and she's reminding you to take care of your own health because the other thing also, do you need to go to the dentist by any chance?
I think I'm on schedule.
Okay, I'm going to say something. Do you know when people, people that tend to have gingivitis, or they tend to have sore gums? I'm going to ask you now to have a very, very open mind. Oh, by the way, did your mom by any chance collect either teddy bears or hummels or collect stuffed animals? Do you understand why she would be showing me sort of the figurines or collection of dolls?
Yes.
Or okay, good.
Well, yes.
Okay, you know, we all have different things that we collect. I don't collect those things, but she shows me, oh look, I had a nice collection. What is it, like stuffed? It's not stuffed, is it dolls or something? What is it, figurine?
A few stuffed animals that my children got for her.
Good. Okay, because I just see that sort of the looking at these, I don't know what it is. Anyway, so your mom is coming through, and so there's two things. She's wanted to say hello to your kids. The other thing also at the same time, now have an open mind. Do you know when people have, like I said earlier, like gum issues and they don't take care of it, or like it's something that they sort of push aside and they're not really attending to it, and then they sometimes develop heart issues because of this? Do you understand anyone in your family that would be dealing with either gum issues or heart issues that are the two of them would be related?
Not really.
Okay, I'm still going to leave it in here, and I don't know why it is, because it just feels much. He shows me, you know, like when people have congestive heart failure?
Yeah.
And their lungs, they fill up with fluids. That's what I'm feeling with her, and she's just sort of emphasizing that people have to take good care of the dental hygiene for some reason. But I'm going to stick to it. do you understand someone in the family that at one point either wanted to become a lawyer or wanted to study, like, go for like 2 or 3 different degrees, or they wanted to be like a lifetime student?
Well, my husband had a few different degrees. Not a lawyer, though. Architect.
That's okay. No, I just thought she shows me the book, and I thought maybe these are law books, but she shows me, oh, look at this, collecting. Like, it's kind of like when somebody collects diplomas or collects degrees. It's like, there he goes reading and reading more and reading more and reading more. Maybe it is your husband that needs to have his gums checked. I don't know. It's just, I'm going to leave it in because it feels like she's poking my gums. So your mom is coming through for the two of you, and okay, I hear you. Do you know anyone in the family that loves to play either golf or tennis?
No, not really.
I'm gonna ask you to really think about this one. Do you know, like, when you have to either swing a bat, swing a tennis racket, swing a golf club, the swinging motion of an athletic device?
No.
Okay.
Not really. My uncle used to like to play tennis when he was young.
Good. Okay. Is he still living, though?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know, like, I'm going to say, honestly, what your mom shows me is, like, swinging, but not being necessarily the best one or not having the best swing. If it's tennis, I just don't know. It just feels like the swing of things. I need to send healing to your uncle because your mom is adamant about, like, make sure that he's okay, make sure that he's okay. Do you know, like, when people live in areas where they get flooded or they get a lot of rain for a certain time of year?
Right.
Okay. I am going to leave it in here. I don't know why. I just still feel like I need to leave it in here that we have to be mindful of the people that either flooding of the basement or the flooding of the rivers. There's something about the water. The house not being completely sealed off from the water seeping in or seeping through. Mm. You know, I am going to leave it in here. But with your mom here, though, when she passed away, would it also make sense to you that you were quite involved in her health journey of health or the health issues that she got?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like, I'm going to say exactly how I'm experiencing this with your mom. My feeling is that when she was lying in bed, you would help her sometimes prop her up. You would help her with getting around and moving around. And I have to say that you're very, very careful. You're very mindful. I also do feel like at one point your mom may have become a little bit too heavy for you, but you had a hard time asking for help, but you tried your best to prop her up. Do you understand this? Was there something about helping in bed? Okay, but do you understand taking care of your mom before her passing?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
And would it make sense to you that you would also sometimes try to help her sit up or propping her up?
We have about 30 seconds on this call.
I guess.
Okay. All I know is she's just coming through with a sense of gratitude for you having been a very, very good caretaker, very patient with her, because I also do get a sense your mom was not always the most patient. You know, that she sometimes lacks the patience. She just comes through with a tremendous amount of love for you, for the wonderful caretaking that you did for her. Okay?
Okay.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there. But I hope this helped a little bit, Debbie.
Yes. I was hoping my husband would come through. His 70th birthday is next week, would be next week.
Well, he was the one that, you were saying that he was the one that got all the degrees, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is your mom mentioning your husband. I mean, here's the deal. Like we always say with mediums, in 5 minutes, you can't really say, oh, I need to speak to so-and-so.
Yeah.
But I think your mom mentioned your husband.
Right.
You know, with all of the degrees.
Yeah.
Right.
We have to leave it there, though. But, Debbie, thank you so much for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. I think we have time for maybe one more call, Siri. Okay, we have Melanie calling in from Minnesota. Are you with us, Melanie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for
calling in.
Would you like a mini reading?
Hi.
Very quickly.
Yes,
okay,
a mini reading, please.
Okay.
I need to just sort of say this. There's a lady that is coming through, and my feeling is that you would have taken care of her funeral arrangements. My feeling also is that you would have arranged for the music, or you would have selected music for her funeral. Do you understand this being a family member, a lovely lady that would be coming through for you? I'm going to say this, though. She strikes me almost like a grandmother's energy, to tell you the truth. Do you know?
She's a what energy?
My feeling is that there's a grandmother that is wanting to come through to say hello. But I also feel like you would have been playing a huge role in the funeral arrangement, selecting the music and things like this. Do you understand any of this?
Yes.
Okay. Because I feel like she just wanted to say hello and thank you for having taken such good care of the aftermath when someone passes away. I have to say that someone is with her in the spirit world that also would have owned horses or would have owned cattle. Like, I'm either seeing cows and horses or would have had some farm animals. But this is going back maybe one or two generations. Do you understand who this could be?
My daughter was ran over and killed 2 months ago. She's 7. And she's a horse girl.
Okay.
And then it's your daughter. Okay.
You said your daughter passed away 2 months ago?
Yeah, she's only 7. So I need to know that someone's taking care of her.
Okay. Yeah, so this is, yeah, so she's in good hands, because when I saw it, like, I had to go back either 2 or 2 generations or 2 back, or if it's 2 months, that would be the same thing to me, because I knew that I had to back up twice, boom, boom, backing up.
Okay.
So if it's 2 months ago, then she is in good hands, because I know that she is, I just know that the two of them are, like, the two of them are taking care of one another. Do you understand why I would want to sing songs of Golden Fields or Fields of Glory? Or Eva Cassidy's song?
She's a big 4-H girl, big horses. She showed every animal under the sun.
Okay. So just know this is coming through for you, that that you, I think this is actually your daughter probably sort of saying hello there and just letting you know, like, horses and horses and horses and look at the fields and look at the golden fields. You know, so just know that she's well and she's doing okay. Okay?
Okay.
So she sends you her love. Yeah. She's reminding you, she's also reminding you to take care of the flowers or to bring the flowers inside. And I also do get a sense your daughter may have had some flowers herself, and she's asking you to take care of them. Do you understand why she would be saying this?
Yes.
Okay. So it's really, really important for your daughter that you take care of the flowers, because she, you're going to notice possibly on anniversaries that you're going to see some of the flowers bloom during unusual seasons. She's also highlighting that November is really important in the family. So she's wanted to send love to everyone. And one of the family members also is either looking at the stars or looking for her in the stars. But I need to say to you that she's not in the stars, but she's sitting right next to you when the person is looking at the stars in the sky. Okay?
Okay.
Because my feeling is, she shows me now, when you say to the stars, where are you? Where are you? Let yourself be seen. It's kind of like you're looking up into the sky or you're looking outwards. But she's just sort of showing me, no, I'm right here. My feeling also is that she shows me that someone felt her touch on the shoulder or smelled her. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
But doesn't... Okay, good. So just know that she's been, like, she's right by your side. So not to look for her in the stars, but look for her next to you, standing next to you. But you also understand that her passing was very quick. Was there something about her? It was, like, unexpected.
She was ran over.
Okay, because I'm going to tell you how I saw this. I saw this being on the side of the road, and then it's as if I'm sliding away or I'm slipping away or something, like, on the side of the road or slipping, sliding, because that's how I see it. And that's how I experienced it.
We don't know. That's what I'm searching for, so we don't know how this happened.
You know, I'm going to tell you this. My advice to you is to get a whole full reading, have a phone session. Doreen, you do phone session, don't you?
I'm sorry, do what?
Doreen,
phone
you
sessions?
Do phone...
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah.
Because I don't really do phone sessions anymore, so yeah. I would encourage you to make an appointment with Doreen or one of the other, like, really get a session, get a full session.
Yeah, because it's very, very hard for us to get in depth when we're doing mini readings, and we only have, we're limited with about 5 minutes. But yeah.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I just have all those mom questions. You know, she's little.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. You know what? I want to add something really quickly, and then we have to go because we are just about out of time. But as Siri was bringing through this information for you, Melanie, I was kind of getting an image of your daughter, and I'm seeing her moving and dancing and twirling, like, around. I don't know if that was something that she liked to do, if she was, like, either, I don't know if this is, like, dancing or athletic or what, but I see so much joy with this, and I feel like she just loved to move around and was always kind of on the go. This isn't, like, somebody who just kind of sat around. And I'm feeling like I want you to remember her that way, like she wants you to remember her that way. Do you understand that?
Oh, definitely. That's,
there's this just joyful freedom is what I want to say. And I just see her kind of twirling around. I don't know if she's dancing or she's twirling, but to just kind of remember her that way, because this is the way that she is around you. And she's around you a lot. All right. But we have to leave it there.
Need to be more open to her.
We are out of time. But thank you so much for calling into the show. And I hope that this helped just a tiny bit.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I cannot believe how quickly this hour goes, but we are out of time. And I would like to thank our guest, Siri Burnson, for joining us this evening. And Siri, is the best way for people to reach you through your website if they had a question about a private session or a workshop or...
Yeah, so Spirit of Light is my website, and I admit to it. I had a waiting list of 500 people, and I closed it down, and I've been focusing on... in-person sessions, and honestly, Doreen, I've been sending people to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, by all means, though, people should visit your website and check out some information about you. So, guys, make sure you visit spiritoflight.com. And I do want to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. I hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. We invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. There's lots of information there. Please join us next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.